I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, March 27. Coming up, ground broken for NHT-serviced lots in Westmoreland. Prime Minister encourages UWI to work towards transforming campus into a university township and NATFA tip to launch island-wide trafficking in persons road tour. The details after this break.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
CSEC study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Ground has been broken for an additional 112 serviced lots in Westmoreland to be delivered by the National Housing Trust, the NHT. The NHT will develop 51 serviced lots at Yeast Plant in Froome at a cost of $127 million and another 61 in Shrewsbury at a cost of $119 million. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony in Shrewsbury recently, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said with the government's new indirect taxation policy, Jamaicans will have more opportunities at home ownership.
The demand for housing is going to increase because what we have done is to create more effective demand, meaning people would now have the income so they can choose whether or not to consume more electricity and then pay more tax, drive more car and use more gas, pay a little bit more tax, or they can decide to pay their mortgage, direct to indirect. We are giving you the options to have more money in your pocket to make better consumption decisions.
The developments will have basic infrastructure such as roads and curbs. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging administrators at the University of the West Indies, UWI, to work towards transforming the campus into a university township centered on the business process outsourcing industry. Mr. Holness says the UWI should earmark lands to take greater advantage of the BPO sector, which is expected to grow considerably over the medium to long term.
I'm saying let us work together to develop this concept of a university township. It would be great for students. You would get jobs, you would be able to subsidize your living costs and your tuition, and the industries would get the employment that they need.
The Prime Minister says he will be exploring the viability of the initiative and areas where the government can collaborate with the university. He was addressing the annual banquet of the Elsa Leoraini Hall recently. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, will launch its island-wide Trafficking in Persons road tour on Tuesday, March 28, to raise awareness about the crime. A major feature of the launch is a walk starting at 7 a.m. involving a number of stakeholders. The walk will start at the Ministry of Justice complex on Constant Spring Road and end at the Halfway Tree Square. Head of the TIP Secretariat, Keisha West, says the road tour will see officials from the MOJ interacting with the public and providing information.
This will see the members traveling to various parishes across the island, exposing members on trafficking in persons and how best they can protect themselves from becoming victims.
Pamphlets, brochures, and bumper stickers will also be distributed as part of the awareness campaign. Members of the public will be educated on how to identify and report cases of human trafficking, as well as recognize victims of trafficking. And Minister of National Security Robert Montague has announced that Cabinet has approved the establishment of 2,200 district constable positions with effect from April 1, 2017. The ministry, in a press release, said the formal establishment is a critical step to regularizing the status of district constables within the Jamaica Constabulary Force and facilitate the payment of a pension to persons serving in those positions. Cabinet has also approved the establishment of three levels of district constables for respective pay grades to be developed to enable the assignment of pension benefits. The move forms part of efforts to prevent loss of retirement benefits for those district constables close to retirement and promote mobility within the organization. Minister Montague says the start-up date for the pension scheme is to be determined. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.